Coming into the sitting now and taking a bit of time to settle into being here, embodied, however you like to do that. Bringing intentionality to the practice. Can we bring a spirit of curiosity as we engage in a practice that will focus on exploring and understanding in an embodied way what not self is pointing to? Can we bring curiosity and a sweet kindness to ourselves and our experiences? Letting whatever anchor may be showing itself, let it reveal itself to you, whether it be breath in a particular spot, or breath and body together, or hearing. Body scan. What anchor is being revealed, and engage with it. Cultivating a diligence to let the anchor anchor us in here, in now. To allow for clear seeing. And from the anchor that can allow for some clear seeing, making mental notes of other experiences as they show. So simple noting, labeling practice. Thinking, or sensing. Itch, sad, whatever the experience may be, ruminating, judging, planning. Noting, feel into it for its brief life, and let it be. Come back to the anchor again and again. Or we might label, here's thinking, or here's anxiety, or anxiety is arising, whatever it may be. Tara Brach wrote, "When we are free of mental concepts and our senses are awake, the sounds, smells, images, and vibrations we experience connect us with all life everywhere. It is not my pain, it is the earth's pain. It is not my aliveness, but simply life, unfolding and intense, mysterious and beautiful. By meeting the changing dance of sensation with radical acceptance, we discover our intrinsic belonging to this world. We are no thing, not limited to any passing experience, and everything, belonging to the whole. We are no thing, in quotes, not limited to any passing experience, and everything, quotes, belonging to the whole. And so as we continue on to anchor, and from that anchor to label, to note, we might tag on to a label such as, oh, here's anxiety. We might tag on to that conditioned arising. Not to get busy thinking about it, but rather to open to it, feel into it, and then gently return to the anchor. Now, another way we can point to what's going on when other experiences arise out of the outside of the anchor, we might just make the note, ah, not me, not mine. Not me, not mine. And just see how that feels. Let the mystery of it be. and return to the anchor, not me, not mine. So we anchor, we notice experiences, we label them, here's anxiety, not me, not mine. And without getting busy about it, we might even add to that by saying, conditioned arising, conditioned. And other phrases that are used are naturally. Naturally, or nature unfolding, nature rolling on, life unfolding. Without being busy, see what is helpful for you. The label, not me, not mine, conditioned arising, or any of these other ones, naturally, nature unfolding, life unfolding, nature rolling on. And in these last few minutes of our practice, being aware of any benefits from practicing in this way. Not to get lost in thought about it, but rather to just feel through the body. Labeling, here's anxiety, or whatever. Not me, not mine. Conditioned arising. Or naturally, nature rolling on, life rolling on. And when you're at home and you have more time, you might like to extend the practice 5, 10, 15 more minutes and see what happens as attention deepens into the anchor. And there may be more concentration, more samadhi for clarity of all the various arisings. For insight to emerge.